It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. We're back here for another week. My name is Eric Meisner, and taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again this week is the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue, Jenny Lockwood. Jenny, as always, appreciate all your hard work and time for taking a few minutes out for us here on Pet of the Week, and we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend. We're back with the cats this week in Nari.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad to be back by. So we do have Nari this week. Nari is a sweet little brown tabby female. She's probably around a year old, so she is still pretty young. When Nari came to us at the shelter, she was actually pregnant, and so she had four adorable little babies, and they all got fostered and then adopted out, and so now it's Miss Nari's turn. She nursed her babies, she did her job, and now she's looking for her forever home.
So it sounds like Nari, despite being a young one, has already had quite the life ahead of her, and it sounds like she's got a lot to offer up here in already her short time that she's been with us here on Earth.
Right, yeah, she has. She's done a lot so far in her little 1 year of life. You know, we get that a lot. We get a lot of young females in here that are pregnant, and we you know, nurse the little kittens and put them in foster care, and they all find homes. And then the moms are left here, and, you know, to find a forever home as well. And so that's kind of where Nari's at. She actually resides in our catio unit. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the catio before, and I think we all know my feelings on it. It's an awesome place. So it's a little group housing unit where the cats can kind of roam free and just be cats out there. It's so neat. We can hold up to 14 cats out there. So she is one of those, and so she does get along well with other felines. So I think she would go into a house okay that does have other cats, as long as the other resident cat is okay with her. I think she would be able to just kind of go into about any house. All of our catio cats that are in the group housing, they are tested for the feline leukemia and the feline AIDS, FIV. So we do know that she is negative on both of those diseases. So she's a happy, healthy girl just looking for a home.
Well, Jenny, if our listeners wanted to find out more information about Nari, find out a way to schedule a visit, what would be the next steps they can take? Is there a phone number to call or a website to visit?
Yeah, so all of our pets are on our website. It's petforyou.com, P-E-T-F-O-R, the letter U, .com. You can navigate that page and find all of our available cats and dogs. And then if you have any questions, you can always give the shelter a phone call at 816-271-4877. Since Nari is in the catio, the absolute best way to meet her would be to come down and just hang out in the catio with her for a little bit.
That's Jenny Lockwood, the Humane Educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, we appreciate all your hard work and taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week on Regional Radio. Hopefully with all your hard work today and getting the good word out about Nari, we can help find her a forever home. She sounds like a young one. Sounds like she has a lot to give and a lot of love to give, hopefully, again, to someone here in our area.
Yeah, Eric, I sure hope so. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Jenny. We appreciate all your hard work here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.